Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We are awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And I realize you're right. At the beginning, at the top of the hour, I used the Italian pronunciation of Cinco, and that's not correct.
You mean I was right about something?
No, of course you were. I made a mistake.
Yay.
Well, don't revel in it.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, and what people do is they post memes of a jar of mayonnaise in a sink. And say this is Cinco de Mayo, so that's what passes for clever these days. What?
I like that.
I thought you might.
Listen, if you can't call in for whatever reason, this is an open phone segment, by the way. We've got two of them at the end of each hour on Tuesdays. If you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. All you have to do is click the Contact Us tab on the eBay Radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the submit button. We do our best to respond to every email we receive. We certainly try to do our best. But let's go to the phones first. Griff, Tom in Pittsburgh, our buddy, Black and Gold Gifts. Tom, what's your question or comment today?
I just called in to say hello to both of you.
Oh, well, hello, Tom.
I'm in the hospital, but I will be coming home tomorrow.
Oh, tell us, why are you in the hospital, Tom?
Long story. I went in on the 17th of April with prostate cancer. Supposed to be a day and a half. Here I am still, but through it all, I'm doing a whole lot better. And I talked with Betsy. We're going to talk about how we kept eBay going while I was in here the whole time. So.
Oh, yeah, that would be... well, first, let me say I'm glad to hear you're coming home. Safe and sound.
The cancer is out. No more cancer. And I'll explain everything that went on, but it's too much to call in with it. It's a laundry list.
But you're going to be a guest to tell us how you kept it going.
Exactly.
Because I know Charity works outside the home, correct?
Right. And between her and her sister Faith and my daughter Mary, or our daughter Mary, they kept things rolling. But it's an amazing trip I've been on here.
Well, honey.
In some ways, it was a real trip. I was actually hallucinating for a while there.
Oh, wow. I hope they were good hallucinations.
Some of them and some of them were just weird.
Yeah. Is that while you were in the hospital?
Well, I went in with prostate cancer. And like I said, they removed that, and I should have been home a day and a half later. But one thing after another went wrong after the surgery.
Oh, and, right.
Today, climbed the first flight of steps. They cleared me to go home. So they just had to pull a couple lines out of my arm and shoved me out the door.
Well, they don't act. They do. They make you take a wheelchair, I think, to the door. But
yeah, but I can't wait to get out of here.
I bet.
I'm
That's
sure.
a long time. Well, we're glad to hear you're doing well.
Well, you know,
thank you.
Tom... I've been a survivor since 1979.
I know.
So please know there are plenty of us still walking around breathing today from a long time ago. So you hang in there, okay? And
yep.
we look forward to hearing how you kept eBay going while you were in the hospital. When are you going home?
Yep.
When are you going home?
Supposed to be tomorrow.
All right.
Well, the surgeon just cleared me for tomorrow, so... We should be out of here.
All right. Tom, we look forward to speaking to you again on the radio, honey. And hang in there. Sorry that you've had to go through this, but you're going to be great.
Well, I'm feeling stronger, and I definitely lost a little weight. So,
thank you for...
I wouldn't recommend this as a weight loss plan, though.
No,
I'm sure.
No.
Okay, Tom, thank you for calling, honey. Take care of yourself. We look forward to hearing from you again. Bye-bye.
Well.
Wow. See, in the 12 years that you and I have been doing this, Griff. We have gotten to know so many people and their personal lives. We know their husbands. We know their wives. And when they get sick, it's almost like a member of the family.
Yeah, that's true.
And sorry about that. We had heard about Tom, but we didn't, you know, we weren't ready to make any announcements or anything till we heard from him, and I'm sure glad that we did.
It's always tough to hear someone have a, you know, an emergency or an incident, and occasionally we, you know, we're like anywhere else, we lose people too. So I think, of, you know, for example, Uncle Joe all the time, but I'm glad he's okay.
And we've had some women who've lost their husbands.
Yes, we've had that
since
too.
We've known them.
Yeah.
Things. Well, look, I'm on the eBay chat board.
Well,
eBay
you are.
Radio chat board.
Yeah.
Right now, and I'm going to.
What do you see?
Well, I see that you've answered. She said, "I sell." Okay. I sell Scrabble game tiles to crafters. They're very picky and want to know how old the set is, whether it is made by Selchow and Reiter, Milton Bradley, or Parker Brothers. The pictures look similar. The only difference in the listing is the maker. I wonder if I should start listing these one at a time.
Well, as long as... So I'm assuming the pictures are different. Even if they look similar, if they're different photos, that will help distinguish them as individual. And if the title includes some text that is different from other titles, that'll help. And I'll give you an example. So, for example, there are shirts of mine on occasion where the titles are identical, but the photos are different shirts, and those are not considered duplicates. So it's both the photos and the title that are the primary triggers. And if one of those is unique, then the other one may not be unique, but it doesn't count as a duplicate listing. So, you know, if I have a brand name shirt and it's a different pattern, but it's the same company, same material, same design style, and and I don't indicate a difference in the title, the pictures, the difference will be enough to set it apart and prevent it from being flagged as a duplicate listing.
So somebody else on the chat board said, well, it looks like I'm an offender. I had a couple of items in 7-day auction and on 30-day fixed price. Once ended, I promise it will never happen again.
Okay, well, as long as you promise.
And
otherwise,
I expect you to keep that promise, young man. Joe in New Jersey, known as Hubcap Joe on eBay. Hey, Joe, nice to have you back again. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Lee and Griff. How are you guys doing today?
Peachy.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
Really?
Yeah. How are you doing?
All right. I'm doing okay. The sun's actually peeking through the clouds, and that's always a good thing here.
Yes, it is.
But I just have a quick question, Griff, and a comment, if I may.
Sure.
The question is about a return that was initiated this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got a love note from eBay saying a buyer wanted to initiate a return. But in the comments section, he said he does not want to return it. He just wants a partial refund of 25% because one of the hubcaps had a dent in it, which I did state in the listing. But I have no problem giving the guy the 25% back just to keep the customer happy.
Yeah.
My question is, will this count as a defect in any way?
What reason did he select?
It doesn't match the listing.
Yeah, then that's a defect.
Even if I give him the 25% back?
Right, so there's a misunderstanding that people think that when you resolve the case, the defect goes away, and that's unfortunately, because I disagree with it, not the case.
Right.
So what you can do is you can... There's two points here. Number one, the returns process does not facilitate partial returns, refunds. It's all or nothing. So what you can do is you can, oh boy, this is complicated. You can refund a partial amount through PayPal and ask the buyer to close the return. Or you could say, I give all or nothing. And the other thing you can do is you can actually dispute the return, because the reason he's given, which is that one of them is dented, is in the condition. You've described in the item that one of these is dented. What would I do? I might be tempted to quietly dispute the return and say the buyer is returning this or wants a partial refund for a reason which I indicated in the on the item listing page. Did you indicate this in the condition field?
Yes, I did indicate it, and the man who wrote to me even acknowledged that I indicated it. But he said when he got it, the dent was bigger than he thought.
Is it pictured in the photos?
Yes, but eBay gave me the option when I answered the dispute to give him a partial refund if I wanted to.
Oh, they did?
Yes, they said you get one chance to offer him a partial refund, and I get to pick the amount.
Oh, this is new.
So I picked that's why I'm calling in. So I picked the amount 25%, which is what he requested.
Yeah.
And he hasn't yet come back and acknowledged it one way or the other.
Well, you've done all you can do at this point. I still would be tempted I would push to see how the system works, because I think this is a perfect example of a return which should not count as a defect because you indicated the condition. So I would, for principle, I think I would dispute this. I would give him the return, the refund, but I would dispute this. I would either contact CS and I'd say, look, this is not fair. I indicated that this is dented. I showed the dent, and he still is asking for, a redress. Hold on, stay on the line for a minute. I want to talk more about this. This open phone segment was sponsored by Bid on Fusion. Call us now at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
Vegas, baby.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with our Las Vegas Party and Conference. Recommended by experts as the number one eBay seller conference. We'll gather at Bally's on the Vegas Strip June 16th through the 18th. Start planning now. Event registration is over two-thirds full, and the past 2 years we've sold out, so hurry. Early bird registration of $175 is available now through May 14th. Register now at ervegas.com. All 3 days for $175. The conference is designed to enrich your understanding of product sourcing, improve your success on eBay, and strengthen your knowledge of the changes in e-commerce. That's June 16th, 17th, and 18th at Bally's in Las Vegas. Meet eBay experts, e-commerce gurus, and eBay employees, and loads of time for networking. Register now at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endesha.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 318.
How to optimize your eBay listing keywords for search engines. John Lawson, CEO of Colder Ice Media, is known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Shoestring King. He has this advice.
The first thing you really need to do is do the basics, and the basics need to be done in-house for your own understanding. If you're an eBay store owner, you need to know the very basics about finding good keywords and using keyword phrases that people are actually searching for. You want to use tools like the Google Keyword Search Tool. It's going to tell you what other people are searching in phrases for the products you're selling.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with Girded Loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-7233-4630.
And when last we left, you were speaking with Joe in New Jersey, Hubcap Joe.
Yes, we were, and he has a return situation. So first, I apologize, because I didn't realize that we're now, that Hassle-Free Returns is now facilitating or allows for a request of a partial refund. I'm not so sure that's a smart thing, but there it is. I would, why don't you, can you send me the details of this case? Let me forward it to the folks who manage the returns.
Sure.
Tool. I want to get their take on this, because this should be something that in a perfect world can be disputed and adjudicated very quickly. Because if the buyer is saying it's because the item is dented and you've pictured the dent and you've mentioned the dent, then this is something that should not be held against the seller. I'm sorry. It just shouldn't.
I feel the same way.
You've done the right thing. There's no point and making this into a defect. So I want to find out what's going to happen with this. So send this to me at griffithebay.com, Joe, and I'll find out.
Sure, I have no issues with the buyer. He's a nice guy, and he asked me in a nice way.
Sure.
And I'm willing to give him the 25% back, but I just don't want that defect on my back.
Of course not.
In the meantime, Joe, are you packed yet?
I usually pack the day ahead of time.
Yeah, like me.
How I work.
Right, exactly.
I've got my spreadsheet going with what I'm going to wear the first day and the second day.
Oh, you're kidding, really?
Oh, no, I always do that. Oh, yeah.
And
it's going to be a long flight.
Well, actually, I drive through the Mojave Desert to get there.
Oh, okay. I wish I had that option.
Yeah, it's a fun trip. I really enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to meeting you guys.
And, of course, what we're talking about, Joe is going to be with us for the eBay Radio Party and Conference that's taking place in June, the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Vegas, baby!
We've got so many great speakers coming, a lot of new ones. Our first day is going to concentrate on social selling. Joe, do you do any social selling? Do you do any Facebook? Do you do Twitter? What do you do?
Oh, yes. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, I'm all over the place.
Oh, good. Well, you're going to probably be able to add some stuff to our knowledge then when we see you.
It would be my pleasure if I could contribute.
You in June. All right, Joe, have we helped you today, I hope?
You have, Lee. And could I just send a happy birthday wish out to Scott Henshaw?
Oh, it's Scott's birthday. I didn't
know
that.
Yes, I saw it on Facebook.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Have yourself a great day. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Charmin in Birmingham, Alabama. We only have a couple of minutes left. She's known on eBay as Jasmine's Attic. Hey, Charmin, what's your question or comment?
Well, it's about my name. First of all, hello. I just found you guys yesterday, so I spent last night listening to the archives, and today I started listening live.
Well, so terrific.
I've been doing it 3 months. I'm so excited. I kind of started it to sell my mother's vintage stuff, which interestingly enough isn't really moving, but I know I need to find my market there. But my old linens, I'm a plus size. I've always bought the Talbots and the Hot Cottons, Sigrid Olsen, and they are flying off. So I've had 45 transactions in 22 states for about 1,500. Doing it very part-time over 3 months.
Congratulations.
So now, well, I'm just at a point where, and I spent 40 years in legal environments. I love to write. It's kind of tying every business marketing and writing opportunity I've ever done. I'm 60, so I've been in the
It's a business.
40 years.
It's a business, Charmin.
It is a business, and my mother was a boutique owner in Dallas. So I could spend 30 minutes with all that, but I'm going to, since you are very short on time, I'll ask them. I have two questions if we have time for them, but the first one is, I'm Jasmine's Attic. My mother's name was Virginia Jasmine, and I wanted to give homage to her. She passed 14 years ago. I love the name, and people, I like the name. I like the way it flows. However, when I went online last, it's available on .com because I want my own website eventually. I'm kind of like, before I really get rolling on eBay, I thought, have the right name because I want that name recognition. Well, I went over to, I did a Google search, and there's a Jasmine's Attic on Etsy, and she sells pet supplies, which is great. She home makes them, and collars, and it's good stuff. And she had this big, I reached 300, and I'm about to start growing, and I think that's wonderful, but she's Jasmine's Attic. So I'm thinking about changing my name quickly because I want one that I can sell across the platform. And my first name is Charmin. It's an unusual name, and people would say, well, put your name in it because you have an unusual name, so people will remember that. And I don't have a problem with my name, but I really wanted to do my mother's. But, you know, I need to let that go and do what's best for
okay,
me.
Okay, so what is your what is your question?
The question is, I know how to change, but can I go? I already have 4 followers. I think that's pretty good with only, 40 transactions. I've had a repeat customer. Is it okay to contact prior buyers to notify them? I'm very, very...
Okay, so her question is, I'm not being rude, Charmin.
I'm a spider web.
So her question is, Griff, can she contact her 4 followers?
Can I contact prior buyers? I'm reticent to contact... because I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to sell out.
Honey, we're almost out of time.
Well, it's okay. I knew you guys were short.
You know what? Charmin, here's what I want you to do. Call us back at 12:30. 12:30 Pacific time.
It's brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Hello. Up next, National Small Business Week, when we continue with eBay Radio.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried dropshipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rocket Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Packages returned due to incorrect addresses cost you time and money. Don't be forlorn like the guy in the song. You can avoid the return to sender, address unknown predicament. Some online postage providers let you verify domestic addresses. These address verification systems help you format the mailing address according to USPS specifications, or add the zip plus 4, or add the city and state if you've entered the zip code. No packages returned labeled no such number, no such zone, means no delay in getting the purchase to your customer. And that means a happy customer.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.